This is by Georgie Borman at thefederalist.com. This is not in to the, it's not in the pile of prep just yet, but it will be. And by the by, the chat room is open. If you'd like to listen to the show and join fellow listeners and chat it up, you can do so. It's free. Don't cost nothing. Go to my website, MikeChurch.com, on the front page there. See the link that says Mike Church Show Live Chat. Click that. That'll take you to the page. Don't open that window up. Click off of that. Then click open the chat in a new window. Log in as a guest or use your Twitter or your Facebook or your Rumble Talk ID, and bam-o, you'll be chatting away. The Prime Minister of Denmark, Lars Loki Rasmussen. How you like that, Ms. O'Connell? Maggie O'Connell's a big fan of the Thor and the Avengers movies, and she loves the actor that plays Loki. This guy's name is Loki. Lars Loki Rasmussen is scheduled to visit the White House this Thursday to discuss with President Trump, quote, our strongest bilateral relationship and how we can progress on our shared priorities. Okay. That's interesting. Those priorities are said to include defeating ISIS and deepening economic ties. What possible, I got to ask Eben this. What motivation do the Nords that far north have in defeating ISIS? Nobody wants to live in Denmark unless you're already there. It's cold. Those priorities are said to be include defeating ISIS and deepening economic ties, but would they also include human rights? Now listen to this, folks. This is absolutely ghastly. Who would have thunk it? This is what the modern world produces, and it's not good, and it's not true, and it's not beautiful, but boy howdy, is it ever happening. Hey, Theresa May is on the C-SPAN, duh.
The police and security services investigation continues, and two people have now been arrested and remain in custody.
I just wanted to see if she was talking Brexit. Listen to this. Denmark has boasted that 98% of the country's Down syndrome babies were aborted in 2014. As testing for Down syndrome, called a nuchal scan, has been offered to all Danish pregnant women for over a decade now. The number of abortions of babies diagnosed with DS has skyrocketed, and Denmark hopes to be Down syndrome free within the next 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a genocide. This is murder. This is mass murder on a scale that's not imaginable. Congratulations, Denmark. You've just given Hitler and the Nazis an upper hand. Nice job. You just rescued them from the fire pit of history. How petulant, how arrogant, how sinful, and how unbelievably prideful has modern man now become. When man cooperates with woman and thus cooperates with God in the marital act, and a child is created, a soul, the gift, God's cooperation part, if you don't know the theology on this, is simple. God says, oh, hey, I got a soul. It's a beautiful one. I just created it. Here you go. Bam-o, it's infused right there. Conception. Yeah, but Minter Church, the baby grew up. They have a problem, Minter Church. Nobody wants the. You're doing the kid a favor. Really? You ever met any children with Downs? I have. You ever seen them smile? I have. You ever seen a Downs child laugh? I have. As a matter of fact, there is a young man, mid his church, if she's listening, she was a party to this story. When my grandmother died and we went to her funeral in a little town of Norco, Louisiana, There was a young man here. Now, there's I don't know the nuances of this. Perhaps we have a listener that does, or a doctor that could explain it. But I know that there are differing levels of the severity of Downs, or whatever the syndrome is called. If it's if you get closer to normality, is it still called Downs? I don't know. In all humility, I don't know. And I don't want to offend anyone. So this young man, his name is Stevie. My sister lives near my grandmother, so she knows Stevie. And he came, we bought some groceries for the reception after the funeral. And he carried our bags out for us and put them in the car. And my sister came tooling up, and he knew her by name and gave her a little hug and smile. That kid would have been killed in Denmark. That child would have been aborted. We probably have all seen somewhere in public, and people like to stare. It's uncomfortable to see one that doesn't look like us, that doesn't look like Miss Marika, that doesn't look like the perfect child. And believe me, I have to do this every hour of every day, chasing myself. He goes, Mike, Mitter Church, that is a child of God. How dare you see fat people? How dare you see what you think is ugly? That's not how God sees it. If you want to be a saint, then we have to try and think like that. Not that I am. I'm not. Please, no. But I have read what they've written, and I've read their lives enough to know that that's how they would think, and that's how Christ would think if you were in that situation. What did Jesus say when the disciples tried to shoo the little kids away? What did he do? He said, hey, stop. Let them come to me. When they tried to shoo the 10 lepers away, hey, stop. Don't come to me. He saw as we are supposed to see. But in Denmark, they have a genocide. But folks, this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is ghastly. These people are perpetrating a mass murder of unthinkable proportions. You know what's going to happen next? I'm going to tell you. What's going to happen next? This will spread to America. It already has spread to other parts of Europe where this test is administered. So Denmark hopes to be Down syndrome free. Oh, you got your perfect situation. You have your perfect, wonderful, wit-bred, white-haired, blue-eyed population in Denmark. Congratulations, you're Nazis. Nice. That's awesome. Hitler would be so proud. Miss Borman, that's the systematic promotion of eliminating individuals with specific genetic markers. In this case, an extra chromosome 21. CPH Post quotes the head of a Danish midwife association as saying, quote, when you can discover almost all the fetuses with Down syndrome, then we are approaching a situation in which almost all of them will be aborted. You're killing, taking the mortal, corporeal life of a child of God, and they think they're doing the kid favor. Again, if you've ever seen Down syndrome child, smile. The increasing availability of nuchal scans across Europe has had the same effect. Iceland claims it hasn't had a DS birth, the Down syndrome birth, in 5 years. In other words, folks, there is a Holocaust going on. There's a brand new, as if the other Holocaust, abortion Holocaust, aren't enough. Now we have a boutique variety. Hey, we can identify that syndrome. Let's kill it. This is sick. Hey, I have one. If you find out that there's a marker in children that may lead them to have or suffer a syndrome that causes a pediatric brain cancer, hey, why don't we knock that out, too? You know, Mitter Church, please, it'd be awesome to have a Down syndrome and a pediatric brain cancer-free society, wouldn't it? Well, why not? Hey, let's start looking for congenitive heart failure at a young age. Well, why bring children into the world if they're going to have heart problems? You see where this madness leads. This is genocide. This ultimately, who benefits from this? We should always, I started the program off with a plea and a bit of a prayer that I approach what I do here every day, approaching, looking for, and trying to deliver to you and share with you the good, the true, and the beautiful. What's good and true and beautiful about designer societies where children are murdered in their mother's wombs because they don't meet their parents' expectations? I mean, for heaven's sake, should think about the movie The Stepford Wives. Wasn't some of that going on there? Where does this end? Would you blame the creator if he went, all right, that's it. I've been holding off on that asteroid. I sent my son's mother to go warn you idiots. I told you not to do this. You persist. You're going to get it. The CPH article claims DS is heading for extinction. That's Down syndrome. Is heading, now listen, is heading for extinction in Denmark. But as a commenter pointed out, there's a difference between extinction and extermination. A written appeal to the UN Human Rights Commissioner by the organization Down Pride points out that, quote, on one hand, inclusion and equality in society. Yeah, isn't it ironic that those that ramble and rail about inclusivity and diversity, when they see it in a child in its mother's womb, they want to kill it. Oh, Mitter Observer, we didn't mean that kind of diversity. We meant diversity, you know, like voting for Hillary kind of diversity. You know, loving homosexuals who didn't have any choice or who weren't made that way in the womb, but have chosen this aberrational, perverted, disordered lifestyle. Let's embrace the disorder. You see how out of kilter and out of whack this is? I mean, my goodness. So Down Pride writes a written appeal to the UN. Quote, on one hand, inclusion and equality in society is an ongoing matter of grave concern. On the other, governments and industry are pouring hundreds of millions of euros into screening programs, a sign the society has found the solution in the prenatal exclusion of people with Down syndrome and other disabilities. Much like American culture, the Danish culture appears to be quite concerned about acceptance, as progressives define it. Oh, we only want the beautiful people around, in other words. With multiculturalism and LGBTQRSTLNNE inclusion and promotion as its core tenet. You don't think that if we can identify transgender or transgender dysphoria in the womb, people may choose that, hey, I don't want to bring a transgender dysphoria child into this world. Imagine that. 844-527-8723. Here we are. I talk endlessly here on this show about charity for children. Whether it's the Ask Foundation, which we'll do in September, whether it's the Hogs for the Cause Foundation, which we're doing right now, please go to barbacoabrotherhood.com. We talk about children and about, you know, isn't it just, let's think of the irony of this. We're told, libs tell us, progressives tell us, that everything that we do is for the protection of children. Well, what happens when you start killing the children and there are fewer of them?